I don't know shit about crypto, but I keep hearing about this BGC podcast.
Heart attack, you better back the fuck up or you get smacked the fuck up. It's how we do it on our side. Any of you niggas from New York that wanna bring it, bring it. But we ain't singing, we bringing drama. Fuck you and your motherfucking mama. We gon' kill all you motherfuckers. Now when I came out, I told you it was just about Biggie. Then everybody had to open their mouth with a motherfucker opinion. Well, this how we gonna do this. Fuck Mobb Deep, fuck Biggie, fuck Bad Boy as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you wanna be down with Bad Boy, then fuck you too. Chino XL, fuck you too. All you motherfuckers, fuck you too. All of y'all motherfuckers, fuck you, die slow, motherfucker. My 4-4 make sure all y'all kids don't grow. You motherfuckers can't be us or see us. We motherfucking thug life riders, west side till we die. Out here in California, nigga, we warn you, we'll bomb on you, mother.
Get money in crypto. Money in crypto.
Welcome back to the Big Game in Crypto podcast. Good morning, y'all. As the CPAC member said, you know, democracy dead or whatever the fuck. Throwing up the fists now. I guess it's black power. Man, get the fuck out of here. Y'all think these kids gonna keep getting misled on the nigga clock? You grown ass adults sitting up here letting your kids fall for this misinformation? Yeah, let's go there. Big Game. Hold you. These past few months, since the beginning of this year, outside of crypto, a lot of shenanigans from 2019, niggas pulling tactics from round in, and niggas still falling for it. Come on, man. How long we gonna keep trailing the boss, Massa? How long you gonna keep patting Massa on the shoulder and begging and shit like that, nigga? How long? Come on, man, you got immigrants getting ready to take over middle class. So you think you living good, nigga? They able to stay in your motherfucking house as a squatter, nigga, and ain't gotta leave. But yeah, you know, party, you know, smile as if it ain't, you know, you took out the game anonymous, you know, mysteriously, I guess. The fuck is wrong with you motherfuckers, man? If I hear one more black person sit up here and say, oh, we ain't a part of the political system. Motherfucker, we is African Americans. Long as that fucking American tag is on our shit, nigga, we property. Like, how slow is niggas, man? Is this where we at with shit? Just letting motherfuckers walk all over and not get your point across? Big Game. I'm over here watching the CPAC, thinking it's gonna be some information that, you know, okay, moving forward. Nah, these motherfuckers wanna get messy and pop the lid off. Well, let's talk about it. At the end of the day, these hackers done sat up here and got the information for political campaigns, and they got the blueprint and the whole fucking rollout. Did you know that? But like I said, keep playing the maze game and falling for these people's tricks. Nigga, that shit ain't falling this way. Get real Tupac-ish real quick. Fuck is you talking about, man? Yeah, it's time for that. I can't be around folks who weak. Weak as fuck. I can't be around people like that. It's time to risk it all now. Voice, physically, whatever the fuck. That's where we at with things. When I feel disrespected culturally, nigga, I respond. I don't wake up and go to jobs and shit and smile in people's faces as if this shit ain't being talked about. I know it ain't all white people that's bad, but at the end of the day, you motherfuckers is a part of the problem because you're not saying nothing to the silent people. The silent majority. White folks, wake the fuck up. You gonna challenge your parents, your racist parents? You gonna challenge these people? Or you gonna crash and burn with these Republicans and Democrats in the government? You gonna crash out with them? Motherfuckers with weird red and blue suits who cripping and blooding politically? Big shit. Burn it down campaign. Young niggas, man, if y'all ain't listening to nothing out here, make sure you listen to this motherfucking podcast. Burn this shit down. Burn it. Burn it. Big gang. The fuck else y'all want? Kids to keep robbing, stealing, killing. Burn this shit down, man. You got the call and go from me. I take the fall for you little niggas. I'll be the honcho, the mastermind. Come lock in. Burn it down campaign, nigga. Big shit. I just really be focused on the youth. Come on, man. They letting illegals in. Kids, adults. Meanwhile, you got these young bulls out here working hard, trying to put a foot out here. Get a name started. Get a brand started. From nothing. Some from nothing. Some just starting out. And then to get intercepted by a group of people who getting free funds, who ain't got to do shit. When you done had to go through the wire to get where you at. If that shit ain't insulting, young nigga, then who was you? If it's affecting you, then I'm telling you the right shit, man. Let's lock in. The fuck at the end of the day, we the only motherfucking culture that don't stick together, man. Y'all don't see a problem with that? Millions of Mexicans can sit up here in the house together. Millions of Asians can sit in the house together. Even white folks can sit in the house together. But we can't even sit in a room with each other for 2 minutes. Should be something you motherfuckers should be worried about. All I'm saying. Everything ain't by design. Some shit is intentional. You niggas sit up here and all, the world repeats itself. I don't like people who talk like that. Because clearly you locked in with an algorithm I know shit about and ain't trying to know about. Miss me with the coon shit. Big game. If you're scared, get out the way. If you want to keep living this picket fence shit in the midst of chaos, get the fuck out the way. Move around. It's a war going on outside, man. Ain't none of you niggas safe from. This shit is on all angles, man. Keep smiling with tears. We not faking the funk, man. Too late in the game for that shit. Niggas just now getting money and shit like that. Listen, man, we in a critical stage. 400 years and niggas thinking this shit is wealth. Come on, man, white folks been tapped in since the Rockefellers, man. Wake the fuck up, man. This shit is pennies. Every motherfucking wage should be at $50 an hour. You motherfuckers sitting up here taking contracts for people for the minimum. Making it hard for niggas who want to shoot for the long run. Motherfucker, listen, man. This shit is petty and weak. The culture is weak. You motherfuckers is dressing up. Ain't even Halloween. Just looking very circus-like. It's like we in the fucking hippie era. Only difference is you motherfuckers is all over the place. no position, no authority. It's like they just threw you niggas in the playground and said dress up and whatever the fuck, drive whatever the fuck you want. We'll just watch you. Come on, man. Blacks spend the most motherfucking money on the shit that they make. No wonder blacks can't spend money with each other, nigga. That ain't gonna never happen. Been spending with these folks for too long. It'll take 400 years for you niggas to break bread. Nigga, big game. I just want to call out Joe Biden, Trump, Nikki Haley, Eric Adams, all of you puppets, all of you motherfucking puppets who sat up here and went along with a narrative when your ass should be on a walker. Nah, niggas ain't respecting elders on this podcast today, nigga. Fuck you. Fuck all y'all, man. Big game. I don't give a damn if they take my motherfucking podcast off. I don't care about none of that. Fuck you. All you motherfuckers. Kamala, Obama, all you niggas. Fuck all you motherfuckers, man. All this scamming y'all done did, thinking we weren't gonna find out. Obama drop a movie with clues of what's going on today? Nigga, you ain't have enough power to tell us when your bum ass was in office? Yeah, let's talk about that. Listen, ain't no shame in my game. I just don't do the public shit because you can pay a nigga to sit up here and infiltrate you. Niggas take pennies to take niggas out. You niggas is cheap. No wonder niggas don't want to do panels or nothing like that. Nigga, put me in a room with Joe Biden and Trump and them niggas, and it'll sound just like this. Ain't finna sound like no coon-ass nigga trying to get in the office. I don't need your position, man. I don't need your role. I don't need your authority. I need answers, man. Big game. It's time to wake up to them answers. Transparency. Not cluelessness and being left out, overturned and shit like that. Nah, we ain't on that. Give us the game like it was. Lay it out. Maybe we'll respect you motherfuckers more. But until then, fuck all y'all. Big game.
Get money and crypto.
Then you motherfuckers let this man drop gold sneakers that cost more than Jordans. Checkmate, niggas. Jordan ain't the shit no more. Facts. You niggas gonna keep buying shoes, and next thing you know, you gonna buy the vote. Buy shoes, buy the vote. You niggas continuously buying sneakers, you gonna continuously buy Trump votes. That nigga done found a mechanism to get you niggas to vote for him. Sneakerheads. All this idiot shit, man. Now they using these pro tools to sit up here and finesse you into campaigning. One white boy paying $4,000 for a sneaker. When is the last time you niggas paid $4,000 for a Jordan? They outshining. They outshining your legends. Outshining the people you look up to. Big game. $4,000 gold sneaker, nigga. What the fuck is a Jordan? Facts. Salute the squatters, man. I guess them the new middle class individuals they want to push along. Think about it. People ain't gotta leave the property. Paying attention? Immigrants getting loaded cards with money on it every day. Come on, man, they preparing to move into y'all's real estate. Portfolios, or whatever y'all claim y'all owning. Come on, man, they already transferring hotels into homeless shelters. Some of them homeless people living in towers. Meanwhile, motherfuckers is struggling on mortgages. They gonna bleed you niggas, man. Stop running away from the fact that they gonna bleed you niggas out. They in the midst of shifting to a new middle class, man. Because they don't want to raise wages. You motherfuckers paying attention? You will not be able to get these people out of your homes if they pass any type of laws that's stating that they can stay. Laws ain't for black people, man. Never was. Lawmakers, congratulations, man. Look where we at today. In situations where people with families, kids, professions can risk losing their homes to immigrants. Where all that hard work go? Nigga, this ain't no different than student loans. Trick you motherfuckers into paying back something that you really don't need to pay back. Big game. Now after this podcast, I know I'm gonna catch heat and a little bit of commentary. Come on with it. Come on with it. You wanna debate me? You know my DM. Let's set up a panel. Let's do a professional. Let's do a setup. You got something that you wanna challenge? DM me. Let's set it up. Let's set a date. No price. Just debate. Let's set it up. Any one of you motherfuckers on Instagram, Facebook, X, Threads. Let's talk about it. Holla at me, man. All podcasts. You motherfuckers holla at me, man. Y'all think motherfucking Charleston White went viral? Lock in with a nigga and see how viral things get. Ain't no filter this way. We against the banking system and we against the bullshit you motherfuckers is pushing. Get with the army. Burn it down. Hashtag nigga. That's just what it is. My DMs is open. You ain't gotta be scared. Listen, this is all debate. Politicians, influencers, creators, tap in. Y'all wanna talk or y'all wanna just keep smiling and crying? Smiles and cries, man. Don't get confused out here. Let's talk about it. Big game.
Get money and crypto.
I mean, shit. Let's do it the Malcolm way. Each country tap in, man. Asians, Nigerians, Africans, Mexicans, Puerto Ricans. Y'all tap in, man. Y'all with the fight or y'all with the dollar, man? I know some of y'all coming here and going back to your countries balling. But just know it's a war here. Definitely a war here. Might not be like what y'all go through in different countries, but you best believe it's war going on, man. I'm like Malcolm right now. Tap in. In a minute, niggas gonna be in offices and shit, nigga. And nothing to do with politics, man. Just being me. You don't need no office to be a politician. You can be you in an office. Fuck these traditional mechanisms, man. Be you. You don't need no suit to be in no fucking office, man. Be you. You can wear Crocs in the office, nigga. Be you. You can wear a t-shirt in the office, man. Be you. Transitioning different, man. Like I said, I'm real debate mode right now. And all it's gonna take for me is that right person that's gonna let me line them up. I got a hell of a rollout. Nothing like these celebrities y'all sitting up here falling for and these pregnancies and twerking in the hospital. Listen, man. You want your daughters and shit like that to be falling for shit like that, then so be it. They gonna play sexy red music all in schools. It's on you parents to sit up here and say some shit about that. Or just keep smiling and crying. when hoish activities pop off. Big game. But if you think niggas is gonna shortchange you niggas or keep it PG, fuck out of here, man. Like Pac said, they got money to fund the war but can't feed the poor. Come on, man. Legitimate quotes. Harsh truths. We got an old-ass president who got to be walked off stage. And they acting like we supposed to respect that. Respect them until they cripple. Look, fuck you and your crippleness, nigga. Facts. Get the hell off stage. Don't be president. If your skin peeling, motherfucker, get off stage. Tired of you washed up motherfuckers trying to sit up here, put suits on and make a point. Nigga, I will skin you in real time. And don't give a fuck about the consequences, man. They took Farrakhan off of the algorithm. Think I give a fuck about them taking me off the algorithm? You niggas gonna hear this, man. You niggas gonna hear this. And that's just big game. When it's all said and done, stand on business. Stand on business. Just because some new shit popping don't mean you need to be involved in it. Just because something is trending don't mean you need to be trending with it. Some of you motherfuckers is fall guys for the shit that they pushing. Plants. Some of you niggas is informants in the hood. You niggas ain't plugs. Some of you niggas work for the feds. And the money y'all getting from the police, you niggas buying chains and shit and getting free dope. The fuck out of here, man. Can't tell me one plug out here who ain't infiltrated. Come on, man, they got dispensaries now. You think these niggas, y'all know who y'all at war with? If you in a dope game? Shit, man. Niggas is slow or what? Parents is gonna be on y'all to monitor what y'all kids watching. News, entertainment, music, whatever. It's gonna be on y'all to control that. Because if you're wondering why your kids is acting the way they are, maybe because you ain't paying attention to their news feed, what they watching, who influencing them. I know it's hard being a parent and not being able to catch everything, but if you're serious and know what's going on out here, you will catch them before they fall. This ain't about parents not having no damn manual. Cut that shit out, man. Y'all gonna lose y'all kids because you think you need a manual. Gonna lose your fucking kids because you think you're supposed to need a manual. Motherfucker, you can go to McDonald's and get a menu. If you're looking for options. Because some of you is caping out. For the man, for the dollar. These small amounts, caping out. Get the fuck out the way. You niggas is in the way of the mission. And when you get overthrown and shit like that because you think you had the sauce, nigga, you're gonna look weird because you don't have it. Your kids probably got it before you. But you ain't gonna listen to them because of the smiles and cries you dealing with. The fuck shit, man, that you done already, inhaled. You done took that curriculum. You done took them white folks' curriculum and now you can't get out of the class. You're gonna be stuck in the middle. Big game.
Get money in crypto.
Shit, look. If they screaming no democracy, then let me get back to being a king. I got dreads, so you know what I'm saying, that's my crown. Ain't got to have no physical piece on top of my head to let a motherfucker know what it is. We in the king era now. So if the tone come off as a Prince Charles or whatever the fuck, Queen Elizabeth, whatever the fuck, it is what it is. That shit is in America now. Mansa Musa vibes, man. Since they want to say democracy dead, ain't nobody backpedaling, nigga. We getting into king mode. Not, we need you to do this for this amount mode. You niggas better quit signing for everything. Quit accepting. Start negotiating. Getting what the fuck you deserve. Excuse me. Getting what the fuck you deserve, man. You put work out here too. Ain't no cheating in this shit, man. You got to put the same work in. But if you want to be king, let's play chess then. Let's play chess. Fuck the democracy then. If that's the case. I mean, it got us this far. And what the hell is this? Still got racism. Shrinkinflation. HOA fees out the ass. Some of you motherfuckers got squatters in your home and you can't do nothing about it. Ain't shit king-like about that. Nothing. Now we can play the blame game, but at the end of the day, we all in the same pond. You can cry a river or keep it moving. But one thing you can't do is be in the way of this movement. You're gonna have to move. You got to get out of sight. That old game you niggas giving, that shit is dead. Young niggas ain't trying to hear that, man. Shut up. Don't nobody want to hear nothing about no pimping game. At the end of the day, the internet is the pimp. Nigga, OnlyFans is the pimp. You pimps is done. Ain't no more making money off hoes. Let's talk about that. The internet won. It used to be cool to gather with folks and get your point across and speak. Till they started getting infiltrated. Malcolm X. Till they started infiltrating. Martin Luther King. Till they started infiltrating. Minister Louis Farrakhan. Till they started infiltrating. The great Dick Gregory. All those powers combined, man, we could have been past this shit. And I ain't talking about Captain Planet, nigga. BGC, we all we got. Look, I want to thank y'all for tapping into the Big Game and Crypto Podcast Rant Edition. Listen, it's still Black History Month, man. But you think the kids respecting that? On an honest note, all the foolery Black folks just spilled out here in a matter of months. From niggas wearing dresses for the role to wearing makeup for the role. All to collect a bill that got a white man face on it. I never thought Blacks would sit up here and take this shit as serious as they are. But if it contributes to you selling your soul for this shit, which about a vast majority of you folks have done, good luck in this next phase. It ain't about saving adults no more, man. We still got the kids to motivate. Some of you adults is done. Some of y'all is locked in on a coon level we'll never be able to explain. Some of you is putting up with folks' bullshit every day. Don't even got a backbone. Just getting buck broken. Damn. Check on your strong friends. The ones that, you know, give the game. But you might not want to listen. Check on them people. Because them is some of the strongest folks out here right now. People pushing back against the system. Them is the strongest people out right now. It's time to escape this shit, y'all. Or keep playing puppet. Keep playing slave. Y'all let Kanye make rags for y'all, man. Come on, man. The door open. They just waiting for y'all to walk in with that Yeezy gear. Miss me with this simulation shit, man. Big game in crypto, man. Hashtag burn it down. You hear? Till next time, man. Y'all stay tapped in, man. Be safe out here. We out of war, man. If you don't see it, man, it's because it ain't supposed to be seen. But it's here. Y'all stay locked, man. Till next time, man. Episode 76. I'm out.
I can't believe it's big game.